Henry Lemmas Calderon, by his own admission, was not a choir boy, even though he sang in one. He attended services here at Faro de Luz Church on Nantucket, where the Reverend Rigoberto Lemmas presides. Lemmas, a common Salvador name on Nantucket and no relation to Henry, says Calderon spent a lot of time behind these doors.
We'd have a service Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday, and he always come those days. And he always voluntary to open the door, receive the brothers and sisters, and is a good person.
Calderon says he fled El Salvador after 18th Street gang members demanded monthly payments in exchange for his life. Calderon crossed the U.S.-Mexico border on foot in early 2014, along with thousands of other unaccompanied minors to escape gang violence. The Obama administration allowed some to stay if they had a sponsor. Calderon's uncle, Rodolfo Lemmas, lives on Nantucket, and within a short while, the teen was enrolled at Nantucket High. By all accounts, he was a good student and excelled in algebra, says his cousin, Jocelyn Ramirez.
He won excellence awards like in his first few months of being here, and he barely spoke English, and he was already getting awards and doing so well in school.
But a year after arriving on Nantucket, a police report written by a school resource officer sketched a very different portrait of Calderon. Handwritten notations on a report tagged him as a member of the notorious 18th Street Gang. He was accused of threatening to beat up another student, a self-identified member of MS-13. Calderon was also alleged to have marked the school bathroom with the words,
La Mara Nunca Muere,
which translates to, the gang never dies. But Zola Gomez, Henry's attorney, says this and other conclusions reached by the school were based on a limited understanding of what determines a gang.
There are certain things that you have to do. There are certain things that they expect you to go through in order to become a member, in order to be recognized and respected as a so-called member of a gang.
Gomez points out that Henry Calderon was never arrested for any crime on Nantucket. And she says her client neither dressed like a gang member nor has gang tattoos. But Chris Cronin, who heads up ISIS Enforcement and Removal Program in New England, says traditional gang markers have changed.
In the past, there would be tattoos that were, you know, overt, and everybody could see them if somebody was wearing a T-shirt.
Cronin says Central American gangs, including those on Nantucket, have resorted to more subtle ways of demonstrating membership.
So it is challenging identifying folks that are part of gangs in today's world.
But what happens when some identify themselves as gang members, as several young men at Nantucket High School apparently did? Lieutenant Angus McVicker of the Nantucket Police says it's simple.
If they're going to go ahead and identify themselves, then we're going to treat them as that.
That is problematic, says attorney Lisa Thoreau, who heads Strategies for Youth, which focuses on improving police-youth relations. She says by that example, what might ordinarily be written off as teenage bravado is being taken to a whole different level by local law enforcement with life-altering consequences. Calderon now sits in an ICE detention center facing deportation.
On Nantucket, you have a perfect storm of school resource officers having to address normative behaviors of youth intersecting with Homeland Security investigations, which has the agenda of trying to rid this country of people they see undesirable. And it appears that the lines aren't clear about what level of proof is necessary.
Nantucket police vehemently deny any suggestion that its officers engage in ethnic profiling. But one resident, Fernando Ramos, believes that undocumented Salvadoran youth are painted with broader brushstrokes than other students at the high school. Ramos, a U.S. citizen, and Calderon ate lunch together in the cafeteria. Ramos is convinced that the gang label attached to Calderon is based in part on observing Central Americans hanging out together.
You know, so many white people are with their white groups and Hispanics with the Hispanics. You know, so like in his case, he didn't speak any English. And he straight out came from El Salvador. So obviously kids are gonna see him as a different. So he sees the first person that he knows. Obviously they speak Spanish.
Several local residents, including a teacher and an artist, filed affidavits with the U.S. Immigration Court in Boston on behalf of Calderon. Nantucket resident Daniel Gault, a property manager, also vouched for him.
We were putting in a generator and we had to dig about a 30-foot trench. So I brought him and his buddy and the two of them came along and put their heads down and worked. You know, I've hired my neighbor. He's a local white kid. He's a terrible worker.
Gault says he was shocked to hear that Calderon was taken away by ICE in May of 2016. He's being held here in a section of the Bristol County Jail Immigration Wing reserved for hardcore members of MS-13 and 18th Street. Calderon's uncle and guardian, Isidro Lemus, worries about his safety.
He got involved in a fight with a gang member the other day because they say that he don't want to go with them outside and everything, talk to them. And Henry was like, listen, you know, I'm not part of this whole thing. I'm here because they're accusing me of being with you guys. So there's like no way I'm going to get involved. I'd rather die before do something stupid like that.
But Sheriff Thomas Hodgson, who runs the Bristol County Jail, takes ICE's word that Calderon is a gang member and a threat to the residents of Nantucket. And that's why he's here.
It wouldn't make sense to put somebody in a situation like that where they would get targeted if they really weren't part of a gang.
But Calderon's supporters insist that he has been caught up in a federal crackdown on gangs. Here in Massachusetts, that ICE dragnet is being aided by Nantucket police and other local departments. That story next in our series. Philip Martin for WCAI.